is a good friend of mine, and you know, it's a team thing. I'm just going to just leave it like that. But I haven't got a chance to talk to him yet.
You shocked that he left?
I'm shocked. Like I said, it's a good friend. You just never know what guys are thinking sometimes. But like I said, hopefully we get him back here and he come back ready to compete.
As far as you know him far better than we do, your thoughts are that maybe he'll think this over and come back?
I think so. I think he should think it over and do whatever's best for him. You know, that's the main thing. And like I said, it's hard to do something when you're not happy. And just as long as he's happy at the end of the day, whatever decision he makes, you know, he got to live with it.
How hard has this transition been for you guys, especially?
It's not that. At first it was rough, but like I said, it's not that hard. You know, I always got the mindset that, you know, it's a lot of people that could, you know, wish they could be in our shoes, and I could just thank God for it, you know, just for the opportunity.
The other day he said that the position change, everything might be a brand new start for him. Do you see it the same way for yourself?
Oh, yeah, it's the same. Like I said, I feel like a rookie again. And like I said, I'm learning everything again, and the only thing I'm used to is the speed of the game. But other than that, it's like a rookie, and it's all fun right now.
Is this a natural position for you, or does it still feel kind of?
It's getting natural. You know, at first it wasn't. You know, I've been playing my hand in there for many, many years, but it's starting to become more and more natural to me in a two-point stance. And the more and more I keep working it, the better and better I'll be.
How difficult did it get last year for you personally?
It was very hard. And like I said, I think all bad things happen for a reason. And it's to help you get better in the long run and knowing how to handle situations. And it made me more tougher mentally. And I got stronger in the offseason. I kind of used it as an early offseason. And that's why, like I said, I'm just so ready to go now.
How did you find out that they were going to make you mostly a linebacker? Did you get a phone call?
Actually, I didn't get a phone call. I was with the D-line at first, and then I was like, okay, I'm a little underweight, and it's hard to gain 30 pounds. So, you know, they said they're going to give me a try, and I went out there and made a few plays and looked athletic, and the rest is history so far.
Did you have to change your body at all for the new position?
Yeah, I've lost like 12 pounds. I'm only like 255, 258 right now, and you know, I can run now, run all day. Like I said, more and more athletic, and that's all I can go from now.
Can you feel the changes, like when you're running? And?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, except for today when we did the sprints. But other than that, like I said, I can definitely feel it. And just going backwards, that's the main thing is I'm so used to going forward, but now I'm trying to get used to going backwards.
Is that a body thing and a vision thing, too? Because it's got to make the field look different when you're.
Oh, yeah. The good thing about vision-wise, you can see the play develop since I'm standing up now. You know, I can see what's happening way on the other side of the field. When you're in a three-point stance, you're kind of blinded to that, you know. But now I can see everything that's happening.
How much extra studying has it been?
Excuse me?
How much extra studying?
Oh, it's a lot. It's a lot. But like I said, I'm a very smart guy, I believe, and well, smart for football. But other than that, it's a great thing. And you got to study a lot, and that's become a professional. You got to study.
As a guy who's been in the meeting rooms and locker room, how is Jarvis making the transition?
He was doing a great job. You know, he had a really, really good first day practice, and that's why it's shocking to everyone. Like I said, we can just kind of hold our breath on the situation and then just go from there.
Tell us that about that Peyton play yesterday from your point of view.
Well, my point of view was the drill was, you know, set up for fade for the defensive players. You know, they tell him to make one move. He didn't make one move, so I had to throttle down. So, you know, he got me. He ran me over. And like I said, we'll have many more times to reset the stage again. I'll tell you that. I know I won't stop no more. I know that.
He told me, you guys should know, he doesn't make a move. He just goes straight ahead.
Yeah, but he wasn't making a move all camp. So, you know, he set us up. But like I said, he got a hit out on him now. So that's all that matters.
You said it broke his heart, though.
You know, like I said, we all teammates, and you don't want to hurt nobody. But like I said, I just hit him wrong, and shoulder went wrong, and caught a stinger, and couldn't feel my arm. And like I said, he got a hit out on him, so we'll see.